Home care, how can I help you?
Hi, I'm calling from my brother that's in KU Medical Center, Kansas, Kansas. He lives in Missouri. He's got Missouri Medicaid. He's on full disability. And he had a liver, or no, excuse me, not a liver. He had a kidney transplant a week ago or Tuesday. So, what, 8 days ago or whatever, at KU. Now he's back in KU because his home plan, where he's going to one of his nephew's house, that didn't work out, and he's having problems and blah blah blah. So he's back in the hospital. Hospital says when they're done with him, they're gonna have to find him a place to stay, you know, because he lives at home by himself. He can't take care of himself. But what I'm trying to find out, I know what I'm talking about, Sam. I'm trying to find out that Sam is going to need transportation to get like to doctor's appointments from his assisted care living. I'm using my words. I don't know what the proper words is. Or to dialysis. He didn't take dialysis yesterday, and he didn't take, you know, so he's going to need rides places, and I need to know what to tell him or who for him to call, or can he talk to a social worker here at KU Medical Center, and they get him all signed up. He needs help getting around.
Sure, so we could send the caregiver.
Pardon me?
So you want us to sign, you want them to sign up for the home care services, and we should send them a caregiver?
Yes, I do. But he's going to be going, they say he's going to be going to like I'm going to call it a nursing home, and that's just because I'm not in the medical field for a week or two, because he lives by himself. Sam, I don't need your coaching. You had all day yesterday to do this. He's going to
a nursing home for 2 weeks?
I don't know. Ma'am, I don't know anything. He's in KU Medical Center right now in emergency room, and been here since 5 o'clock this morning. They don't have a room for him. But they say he is staying here. And where he was at was his nephew's. He cannot go back there. They cannot handle his care. So he's going to have to go someplace. He lives by himself. So they're saying they're going to have to put him somewhere for a while until he can get stronger, because you had to call an ambulance, get him off the toilet today because he's weak and all kinds of things. So he needs assistance on just about everything but going to the bathroom, I guess, today. He needed that. So I'm trying to see how to tell him what to do, so that if he needs to go get, you know, or maybe wherever they send him, they'll do that automatically. I know, but he can't drive. He has no one to help him. You know, he's in limbo.
Yeah, so we could send the caregiver, but only if he's home. If he's in a nursing home or something, we cannot send the caregiver to the nursing home.
So the nursing home will take care of that at that point in time. Then after, and whenever he's released to home, at that time, then you guys can get involved.
Yeah, that's right. Yes. So yeah, we can definitely help with that. And also, it would be a family member available to be the caregiver, so they could get paid. Or do you want us to send a caregiver from our agency?
I would think from our agency, but I don't know all that at this time. I'm just trying to get the ball rolling.
Okay, no problem.
Okay,
so is he on
the
Medicaid?
Phone number? Is this the phone number? Yeah, he's on Medicaid and full disability.
Yeah. So let me get his information.
All right. His name is Samuel Black, B-L-A-C-K.
So let me log in first. Just give me a minute. Okay, what is the date of birth?
12/4/70.
Do you have a social security number?
What's your social, Sam?
490. 84.
76.
85.
Okay, thank you. Okay, Samuel J. Black.
That's him.
Okay, is he at 4718 Northwest 78th Terrace?
Yes.
Okay,
that
Kansas
is
City,
address.
Missouri.
Yes,
64151. And that's in Platte County?
That's in Platte County, Missouri, yes.
Okay, amazing. So, yeah, looks like he is. We can definitely help him enroll in the services. What we would need to do is you would need to do, we need to call the state to put in the referral. He never had the home care services before. This is the first time. Are you applying?
I don't think he's had home services before.
Okay, got it. So you will need in, to call in the state to get the referral in the system. So do you have, could you chance you over in a few minutes to the state?
Okay.
You would need the Medicaid ID handy. So do you have that?
He says he has it.
I have it if you would like. I could send you a text maybe.
Send you a text for what, to call them?
No, I will be transferring you over, but just with information.
Mm-hmm. Man, he is sick. He's sick in the hospital bed. I don't know that he can come up with that number right now. I would think you guys have it. Your Medicare number, Medicaid.
No, we need to call the state to put in the referral for the home care services.
Okay, but what you asked me for, like a ID number or something.
No, I have the ID. I was able to pull
okay,
it up.
So you got everything. So can you transfer me now, or what do we need to talk about?
Yeah. I just want to send you the information. You should have the number, because once I send you over, you need to have all the information.
Here's my email address.
No, I sent you a text. Is that fine?
Okay, if you sent me a text on this phone number, that is absolutely perfect. I just heard a ding, so I know I got it. Hello?
Yes. Did you get my message?
Medicaid ID DCN number, I have it.
Okay, now I'm sending you, if they ask you for the type of service, it's called CDS, and the provider agency is Deluxe Home Care.
CDS, Deluxe Home Care.
Yes. Okay.
Thank you.
And if you have any questions, you could text me anytime, so I'll be able to respond to you.
I'll do it.
And it will take... It might take like 2 to 3 minutes for someone to answer. Just stay in line. Someone will eventually answer from the state to be able to help you. Okay, sure. Again, if you have any questions, you could text me.
I appreciate your time.
Okay, sure.
Home and community-based services. This is Savannah. Are you calling for yourself or someone else today?
I'm calling for my brother.
Okay. Can I get your name first, please?
My name is Stephen, T-H-E-N, Black, B-L-A-C-K.
And can I get a good callback number in case we get disconnected?
913-963-4601.
Thank you. And can I get your brother's name, please?
Samuel J. Black.
Okay, and can I get his date of birth, please?
12/4/1970.
Thank you. And what can I do for you today?
Okay. I'm going to be a little long-winded so you know where I'm coming from. He just had a kidney transplant a week ago Tuesday. He went home, day before yesterday. I went to his nephew's, his nephew and his wife thought they could take care of him. They can't. He's back in KU Medical Center where he had the kidney transplant at. And he needs medical care. He's going to need some assistance in getting well before he can go home, which the hospital is saying that they realize that now and they're going to get him a place to go. But when he's there, I guess, he might have to take dialysis still, and he might have to come to doctor's appointments, which will not be at the care center where they'll send him. They don't need rides, but the lady I just talked to that sent me to you told me basically that's all going to be taken care of internally by the care center and everything at this point in time. But once he is well enough to go home, then he's probably still going to need help on getting rides to doctor's appointments. And possibly dialysis. We hope not, because he's got another kidney replacement. But at this point, that's going on. And she said she'd give me some number that I got for you, and she said we could sign up for Deluxe Home Health Care and TDS or something. You know, I'm probably not saying what she told me because I don't know the way to write it down. But that's what I'm calling you in regards to.
Okay. So I will say, first of all, with regards to if you need assistance with rides to, especially to doctor's appointments specifically, there is a specific service through Medicaid for that called Medicaid Transport. That would be a separate number, and I do have that number if you would like to take that.
I can't take it, but if you could text it or email it to me. This is down the road. He won't need this today, but he's going to need this maybe in a week or two. But I'd like to get him all set up.
I understand. I don't have a way to send you that number directly, but if you search Medicaid Transport online, it should come up. It is specifically a service for providing rides for Medicaid participants for doctor's appointments and related things.
I'm sure I can find it. If you tell me it's happening, I'm sure I can find it. Thank you.
And with regards to the Consumer Directed Services Program, does he currently have a discharge date from the hospital or to come home specifically?
No, ma'am. He was absolutely not. He was discharged on Tuesday at 5:05 in the afternoon. He went to his nephew's house on Tuesday night. Yesterday was Wednesday. Wednesday evening, the wife of his nephew, basically, nephew wasn't doing much. She said, "I got three kids, two dogs, all in school, elementary and up. You know, I cannot handle this. He needs more. You know, he's not very self-sufficient." So then he had problems this morning, couldn't get off the toilet, and just he's weak, he's sick. They had to call an ambulance to get him up off the toilet and stuff. And so they brought him back to KU, and they're saying we cannot. It's above our heads. Yes, we said we could do it. We cried. It's not reasonable for him or them for it to happen. So now he's back in KU. They say they've admitted him. They don't have a room for him. He's in a closet in the emergency room, and So he's in a hell of a shape, and, he feels like hell. He's weak as hell. There ain't much a man can do right now other than breathe. But he's not, he's not in dire shape. I sound like he's dying. He's not dying at all. But he's very, very weak, and he's going to need help to get strength and, to be able to measure his urine and take his medicine properly and blah, blah, blah. And he's going to need help doing that for a while. But when they finally do release him from the care center, get a week, 2 weeks, whatever, because he has absolutely no support system at home. So when he goes home, he's home on his own. If he falls down, ain't nobody going to know he's falling down. So that's why he needs to be somewhere for a while. So, we're thinking they're still going to have doctor's appointments because when you get a new kidney, they like to look at it once or twice a week and make sure you're not rejecting your ketones, or I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. Maybe you do, but there's a lot of follow-up that he's going to have to be involved in, and he's going to need help to get to his follow-up appointments.
Okay, I understand. The reason I asked about the discharge date is that for home and community-based services, there does need to be a discharge date in place before we're able to do a referral. And the discharge date
So I'm wasting your time and my time until he knows when he's going to be heading home.
So you would be able to give us a call back as soon as you have that date, and as long as that date is within 2 weeks. But once you have that date, you would just give us a call back at this number, and we could assist with that referral.
Fair enough. So I can call this number back, and then I'll probably have to call him. Medicare Transport also, but we need to get the referral and get the ball rolling.
Yes, and we are open from 8:30 to 3 on weekdays outside of state holidays. So tomorrow is a state holiday, so we will be closed, but we'll be open again on Monday.
Medicare Transport, and I got your, and I'll figure it all out. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Thank you for calling. You have a wonderful rest of your day.
Can you put notes in there that at least that he's got this ongoing issue and will be calling back, or is that not possible?
So I can't make a note just because he doesn't have a case open yet at this time. But anybody who you call at this line would be able to assist you with getting that referral started.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Thank you for calling. You have a wonderful rest of your day.